Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo. My guest who is scheduled for today has been canceled, so we have got an open mic hour. So for those of you who are listening, at any time during the hour, if you want to call in and chat with me, you're going to be able to do that. Here are the telephone numbers that you can call in to, toll-free worldwide, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756, also 530-876-9916. And again, the guest canceled today, so we are going to be moving ahead and sharing a lot of good things with you, and you can call in at any time during the hour. When tough times get going, lots of times we have to look at how we're going to deal with them. And if ever you get into your own personal pity pot and just feel like, oh, the world is treating you so badly, sometimes we need to know about some people that have obstacles that they've worked through that maybe we would really appreciate knowing about, because it would inspire us to keep us on track with what we're wanting to accomplish and what we're wanting to do. There is a wonderful author, and her name is Melinda Teal. And I spoke with Melinda years ago, and she shared a special story with me on the air about a Denise Lance. Now, this is a woman, a mature individual at this time, but when she was born with cerebral palsy. Her parents were told that she'd never walk, she'd never talk, she'd never write her own name. However, she proved all of the docs wrong. That's right. In high school, she had earned a membership in the National Honor Society, and she said that wasn't an easy accomplishment because cerebral palsy affects your muscle and your control of things. She wasn't able to write with a pencil or a pen, and to do written assignments, she managed a way of using a typewriter. Now, for those of you that are younger listening, you say, typewriter? Who is this a typewriter? Well, at the time that she was growing up, they didn't have, really, computers available like they've got them today. So to do her own work, she would try to figure out how she could use the typewriter, and it was hard work. If any of you have ever worked with one, I have, and there were all kinds, it really would be very tedious because what she had to do was put a stick between her hands, and she would press key after key, forming letter by letter every word. Now, her father had made a typing stick for her from a wooden dowel, and he fitted it with a grip on one end and tapered on the other, so it was easier for her to hit the keys. But she said she'd get halfway through, and she said it was just agonizing because her typing, obviously, doing one letter at a time, couldn't keep up with her thoughts. So she said, my mind was moving fast. My sentences were in my head. I was paragraphs ahead of what I was able physically to do with a typewriter. Well, after doing a little bit of this, you can imagine how tired that Denise would get. And she said she'd have to take breaks. And then all of these thoughts would come into her head about, oh, gee whiz, I'm so tired, I've got to quit. But she would say, I can't quit. I have to finish what I've got to do. She'd want to be maybe outside with some kids, and she said, I can't do that. I have to finish my work. And what would often come back to her is if she didn't do it, she wasn't going to be able to get a good grade in her classes at school. And she just constantly had to do this self-talk. Have you ever had to do that with yourself? It's just, I've got to do it. I've got to do it. I've got to finish it. Well, 3 to 5 hours, she would finally finish what she had done. And she would say, I just got to do one more paragraph. I just have to type one more word. And she said sometimes she was so fatigued, by the time she'd get to the end of her paper, she ended up typing with her nose because she couldn't use her hands. How many of us would do that? Well, She gets through high school. She gets all of these wonderful grades. She's determined she's going to go to college. Well, she could only do 8 words a minute. She needed 7 hours to do a 3-page essay. And no matter how many hours she worked, no matter how hard she tried, she just couldn't keep up with the college workload. So she said to inspire herself, she'd read things by Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, anything that would give her that momentum to persevere. Well, it was just really tough, and she ended up not being able to make her first round with college. She found out about some vocational rehabilitation, and she worked with this organization, and she really worked very hard. She dropped out of college for a little bit of time, and then she goes back. She said, I just can't keep it up. Well, by the time she was into her junior year in college, she said, Dad, could you get me a computer? And he said, sure. But he looked at her with a strange look. He said, how are you going to use it? You know, you're having a terrible time with a typewriter. What are you going to do with the computer? And she said, I don't know. We're going to figure it out. And he got the computer home. Now, remember, this wasn't in a time where we had the sophistication where you could talk to computers and this type of thing like we do now. She said, Dad, put the computer on the floor. And he looked at her a little strangely, but she said, put the computer on the floor. And do you know what? She found she could type with her toes. And she said she had, for years, used her toes to dial the telephone and push buttons on her stereo. So she had not thought about this with a computer, but once her dad brought it home, she said, I'm going to try it. And she found she was extremely accurate typing on the computer with her two big toes. Well, she didn't tire as quickly, and her typing speed improved, but it still was a slow process. Now, there was an occupational therapist that she had worked with that was in charge of what was described as an adaptive computer technology program. So Denise said, I'm going to check this out, see what happens. Well, Tammy was the name of the person that was involved with this program. And she said, well, why don't you do something called scanning? So this was highlighting certain letters. And she said, oh, no, this isn't going to work. In fact, it caused her to break down into tears. But Tammy wouldn't give up. She says, there's got to be something we can do. Well, Tammy found there was a software that came out at the time, turned abbreviations into words. And so this was working. And Denise said she was able, with the use of this particular software program, to type up to 20 words a minute, almost 3 times faster than she had been able to do before. And she said she ended up finishing her undergraduate degree with honors. It took her 5 years, but she did it. She went on to earn a master's and completed a PhD in special education. And what happened with her is that because of her learning how to use technology with her disabilities, she decided she was going to dedicate herself to people, no matter what line of work that they were in, so that they could understand that their disability didn't have to hold them back. You just had to think a little bit differently to get it done. And she said, technology is a wonderful tool. Today, she's a technology consultant. She works with designing web pages. She's a freelance writer. And she works with individuals that have disabilities, all kinds of disabilities. You know, sometimes I think the biggest disability that we have is with our heads. And it's because we don't always know how to get past something. We think and think and think and think and think. But like Denise, we have to sometimes do trial and error. We'll have to look at something to see how we're going to make it work. And her persistence was amazing, and that's why I wanted to share the story with you, because I think that we all are a Denise on one level or another, and sometimes we have emotional disabilities and handicaps. Sometimes we will get so stuck in our thinking. Some people call it stinking thinking. And when you get stuck, then you just sort of stay there. And life has a way of challenging you many times. And what we describe as adversities usually are those components that are going to enable us to jumpstart ourselves into a different way of life. Now, I'm sure you all know of people that stay right where they are, never want to go any further. But you have to have a little bit of faith and many times a lot of persistence and perseverance. Don't give up. If you have a dream, if there's something you're wanting to accomplish, that dream is inside of you for a reason. There's purpose for you, and there's a reason that you have that dream, and you know what? It may end up evolving in a way for you that in a million years you would never have thought of because you didn't find that the possibility was even remotely available at maybe the time in your life when you wanted it most. But keep that dream there, because the dream has value, and it may take you on an adventure you had never expected. The Swahilis have a warrior song, and part of the song is, life has meaning only in the struggle. Triumph or defeat is in the hands of the gods. So let us celebrate the struggle. Don't whine about them, but celebrate the struggle. This is Donna Sebo. Today it's going to be an open mic day. 888-815-9756 or 530-876-9916 if you would like to chat with me today. And if this is your first time listening to the program, all I need from you is your first name or your initial, and then after that, let me give you what I perceive. And of course, I love to know what part of the country or the world you're calling in from. And all you need to do is sit back, relax, let me tell you what I perceive, and then you are welcome to ask a question about anything or anyone that you have a concern about. I thought I would share with you, being that Mother's Day is so close, there was Gehrig Huggins who said that his wife's first husband passed away at a young age, and she didn't want that to be his fate. So after watching him being lazy all day long and just being sort of like a couch potato, she said, you need a hobby. And Gehrig said, I have one. I collect rich widows. And he was laying there on the couch. And she came back with a good one-liner. She said, well, isn't that a coincidence? I collect dead husbands. I couldn't pass that one up. That's just too good. So, hey, guys, get off those couches. Don't be a couch potato. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756 or 530-876-9916. And I'll be glad to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. We're always looking for, well, what I think are tastier ways to fix maybe a nice breakfast. Well, I have some tips here. Mother's Day is coming up, and maybe you want to do something special, but your budget is sort of tight, but you say, how can I make something special maybe for Mom? Well, here are some suggestions that I came across that might just give you a little bit of something to work with mentally if you're on a tight budget and you're not going to be going out to a restaurant to eat. You know, Mother's Day is one of the biggest days in the restaurant world, but some of you may say, gee, that's not going to be working for me this year. So here's some little odds and ends of tips, food tips, that I think you might enjoy. You know, if you wanted, you can fix Mom a special smoothie. If you've got a blender, put equal parts of orange juice and vanilla yogurt. Add a little bit of the strawberry, fresh strawberry, and some ice cubes, and serve it in a pretty glass for her, a nice big glass. If she's really health conscious and wanting to have something like that, it'd be real easy to fix. Also, you could fix a hot cocoa mix. If you're in the Pacific Northwest, we keep trying to see sunshine, but we're getting a lot of wet, which everything around us loves in nature. But we're sort of wishing we could have more sunshine. All you have to do is take 1 tablespoon of hot cocoa mix and add a pinch of cinnamon, put it into a mug of coffee, and top it with shaved cream and a little bit of shaved chocolate. That's a luxurious drink. Then, if you want to have a butter that's a little bit different, why not stir 2 tablespoons each of honey and maybe a favorite preserve. How about an apricot preserve into a stick of room temperature butter? It's absolutely yummy on toast, waffles, or honey wheat English muffins. You know, a little bit of honey, add cinnamon, maybe some orange zest. You've got another wonderfully flavorful butter. And then, of course, scrambled eggs, that's always quick and easy. You can use dollops of chived whipped cream cheese and a little bit of fresh seasoning like basil or parsley or dill. And this one was bacon. If you've got, you know, members of your family that just really love good bacon, try fixing it a little differently. Try making it peppery. All you have to do is press some cracked pepper onto tops of Canadian bacon slices, and you cook it in the skillet with the pepper side down until they're brown. And then, if you want a little bit more pepper, turn them over and sprinkle them with some more, and then drizzle this with maple syrup. Quite a combination. Peppery, spicy, hot, with the flavors of Canadian ham, and that sweetness to go with it. Very different. And then, of course, if you wanted to make a unique syrup, if you were going to fix pancakes or waffles for Mom on Mother's Day, all you have to do is add a couple of spoonfuls of seedless raspberry preserves and a quarter of a cup of fresh blueberries to some maple syrup. Warm it up a little bit when you have it warming up. You warm it up until the blueberries pop, but you don't put it on high heat. You put it on low heat, and then that'll go right over your pancakes or waffles. Good stuff. Just easygoing tips. Sometimes things like this can add that little bit of extra special touch to a meal preparation, especially for breakfast. I don't know about you, but having breakfast sometimes for dinner is just really, really good. And the bed and breakfast places, if you really want to find out about some unique recipes, check out some of the bed and breakfast recipes that come online, because they sometimes have these real special things that they fix and they get to be known for, and they're happy to share their recipes with you. So it really makes a very special time. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756 or 530-876-9916. Again, 888-815-9756. This is an open mic hour, or 530-876-9916. 9916, and all I need from you is your first name or your initial, and then after that, you're welcome to ask me about anything that you like after I give you what I perceive. Insects are something we're always contending with, but sometimes we're not really aware of how amazing these critters that often cause us a lot of irritation in our lives, how they are really phenomenal in what they do in their everyday life activities. Termites, well, they can be the plague of a home, especially if you've got a wood home, and you're going to find that they will just chomp away to their heart's content, and all of a sudden, you have got powdery dust where you should have solid wood structure in your house. And then you've got major repairs. What is it about this termite that is just so absolutely unique and different? Well, let's talk about the queen for a minute. Do you know she grows 100 or more times bigger than any of the other termites? She develops into a massive egg-laying machine, and she spends her entire life in a chamber in the most secure part of the nest, where she is fed by her worker termites. Now, as a mature queen, she's fertilized at intervals by her consort, can lay as many as 1,000 eggs a day. 1,000 eggs a day at the rate of more than one a minute. Now, what happens is that the queen and the consort secrete an acid that the other members of the colony like. In fact, they will lick this acid, and it prevents them from developing the power to reproduce. Who knew that termites had birth control systems? Unbelievable. Now, if the queen, for some reason, is unable to lay eggs, she's denied food and will die of starvation. And then her subjects, loyal as they were before, she's dinner for them. Now, deprived of a contraceptive fluid, a female of the right age develops the ability to reproduce and so then becomes the queen. If a consort becomes sterile, he's replaced in a similar way, just like the queen, by another male. And here are these little bitty critters out just chomping away. So that's why we have exterminators, because if they decide to chomp on our houses, we got to get rid of them. Because at 1,000 eggs a day, let me tell you, they have to have a lot to eat. Do you know it's said that termite mounds produce more methane gas than any other creature on the planet. Somebody told me that. If you know any different, let me know. But that is something that is not always considered. Yes, those little tiny insects create a lot of havoc. Donna Sebo here. We have an open mic day. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756 or 530-876-9916. I do want to let you know that I have two radio shows that I'm going to be doing with other hosts. One is Monique Chapman. This is a delightful woman. I've known Monique for a number of years. She has a program called Walking with Spirit on Achieve Radio. On May the 12th, from 5 until 7 p.m., I'm going to be doing a program with her, and we'll be doing readings on air, and Monique and I will be talking a great deal about intuitive development. And then right here on BBS on May 26th, I had announced that I was going to be on the air with Katie on the 12th. However, that is not going to be happening. We have had to have a change in schedule, and we're going to be talking on May the 26th. And her program is Spiritual Hollywood. So I'm going to be on with Katie Romero from 6 until 7 on BBS Radio. Right here, so you'll be able to interact and listen to that program as well. So again, on May the 12th, Monique Chapman with Achieve Radio, Walking with Spirit, and you can go to her website, Walking with Spirit, and you can hear the show, or you can go to AchieveRadio.com and hear it, and that's from 5 to 7, and May 26th with Katie Romero here on BBS Radio Station 1 from 6 to 7, Spiritual Hollywood. Donna Sebo here. If you're wondering why I haven't a guest, this guest was canceled, and so we are having the phone lines open for the entire hour. So give me a buzz if you would like to chat. If you have an RV or what do I want to call them? Special toys that as the weather gets warmer, you may want to be out and about with. You need to be aware that your insurance is very, very important. And for those of you that own RVs, I know that that's something that you don't even think of not considering. But any kind of recreational vehicle, a boat, an ATV, motorhome, it's going to need that particular kind of liability insurance. And it's important because if something happens or you get in an accident, or maybe something goes wrong with a vehicle and you find that somehow or another you've damaged somebody else's property, you want to purchase collision and comprehensive coverage because that's going to keep you and give you peace of mind. Now, watercraft insurance, apparently, it varies in cost dependent on what kind of watercraft you have, and you've got all kinds of coverages you can get with that. We wouldn't have even considered this a few years back, but they now have coverage for fuel spillage, medical payments for injured water skiers, or on-water towing. Who would have thought that this would become a part of insurance coverage? But it very much is there, and it's something for you to consider. Remember, you want to check out what is going to serve you best. With the summer months coming up, so many times we look into different activities, different things that we want to do. So be sure when you're getting ready to prepare for your summer holiday, whatever it may be, that you take into consideration what it is that you may need to have insurance coverage for, because some instances you might not need it at all. In other instances, it might be something that would be very much worth your time and worth your dollars to be able to buy so that you feel safe and sound with whatever you do. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756 or 530-876-9916. Frogs. We have so much that, well, we're so concerned about them. We really are. Frogs have been disappearing. Now, in my area of the Pacific Northwest, when I first moved into the area, we'd hear frogs every night. There was just an abundance of them. But like so many other places, the more population buildup you have, the more they end up disappearing. Their water areas are affected, you take away their habitat, and they just don't have a chance to survive. Well, they have really decided that we need to be able to protect these creatures because they do serve a very good purpose. Often they eat abundance of insects. Frogs are not unlike in their situation, the type of situation that bats went through. You know, people were out there and they just destroyed every bat they could find. They thought they were horrible. And in Austin, Texas, there's an area of history regarding bats, and they literally decimated everything that was in the environment. And then they started getting severe illnesses and things that were carried by mosquitoes. One of them was malaria. And there was a scientist that said, we need to change this. And he introduced boxes for bats so that they would have a chance to come back into the area. The long and short of the story is they don't have those problems with mosquitoes because every day at 5 o'clock or when it's getting dusk, there's a leader bat that will go out from underneath the bridge in Austin, Texas, and you then see something that once you see it, it's mind-boggling. You see a black ribbon, literally, of bats flying in this undulating patterning that keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger and wider and wider and wider, and this tremendous bat population of tens of thousands of bats goes out, and they eat tons of insects and bring them back. Well, frogs are the same. So we really need to be aware that if we do not protect these creatures in our population areas, we're going to find that there's some things that will be assaulting us that maybe we don't particularly like. Why? Because it affects ecosystems and it affects food webs that we're not even aware of. I think, though, as time goes on, we're becoming more and more attuned and alert to the fact that there's this tremendous interconnection among every aspect of life. And what affects one level affects all levels. And we're finally catching up with that. It's been known by the indigenous people for, who knows how long. But for some reason, we apparently had to go through a cycle where we had to relearn what had been known before. But it's going to turn out okay, I think, because it looks like our younger generation is really picking up the momentum as the older generation becomes wiser, and they're picking up the steps of action, making a difference, and being more thoughtful and willing to learn about how to protect the environment. So everything we can do to educate, to make others aware of how to make Mother Earth a better and healthier place, well, it's going to benefit us all in ways and manners that we never would have expected. This is Donna Sebo. This is an open mic hour. Give me a call if you'd like to chat, 888-815-9756 or 530-876-9916. We'll come back in just a moment. Donna Sebo here. Don't go away.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right, Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272. Tacoma, Washington 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Telephone lines are open. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Or 530-876-9916. That's 530-876-9916. Now, all I need from you is your first name or your initial. After that, you're welcome to ask me about anything that you like. And I wanted to just reiterate, I'm going to be on Monique Chapman's Walking with Spirit on Achieve Radio on May the 12th from 5 to 7 in the evening. And you can go to her website, find out more about this delightful woman, walkingwithspirit.com, or .org, excuse me, I keep saying .com, it's just a habit, .org. And then Katie Romero on May 26th, right here on BBS Radio, we're going to be talking on her program, Spiritual Hollywood, which is from 6 until 7 in the evening. Too frequently, we dumb down in our attitudes relative to young people. And I think, and I say dumb down, we buy into a lot of statements. And I'll never forget, many years ago, there was a minister I knew, Reverend Humble. I just really loved him. He was just one great big bear of a guy. And he had this down-to-earth, Midwestern type of an attitude. And he said, when I was growing up, we were told the kids were worse than they've ever been before in previous generations. And he said, oh, they would always tell us how bad we were. And he said, here I am as a mature man. And he said, I find that people are saying the same thing. And he said, I think the older generations typically will always say that about younger generations. But we forget to pay attention to what they're doing. They come in, they've got a whole different environment that they grow up into than we have had. And often we don't give them credit for their adaptability, their creativity. And I came across some information regarding some young people that I just think is absolutely awesome. And we have those kids that love science, that love math, that love to be out there trying new things. And as adults, we need to get excited about them when they do it. They usually will create messes for us, and we just groan and moan. But remember, they have to have a right to fail just like we do. They have to have that right to be able to explore and experiment and to say, what if? Well, there is a young man. His name is Daniel Bird. He's 17 years old. He's in Waterloo, Ontario. And in 2006, he was so disturbed by all the plastic clutter that was at home, he said, I got so tired of all these plastic bags that were falling on my head. He said, every time I opened this one closet, they were there in abundance. because what were you going to do with them? You just stuff them somewhere. And he said, there was a challenge, and this is a big challenge, because we all hear the stories about plastic floating in the ocean and causing harm to animals, and we've got it in landfills. It'll take 1.5 million years to break down. And there's millions of plastic bags that are just doing a wonderful job of clogging things up. I don't know about how your recycling situation is in your home, but we get a notice saying don't put plastic bags in the plastic recycle because we can't do this, we can't do that. One day they're going to figure out how they can take all the plastic and put it all together and not even do all of the separation stuff, but that takes time. Now, it takes so long for this stuff to break down. Bird had read about this, and he was thinking, now he's 17 years old, he's thinking there's got to be a way to handle it. So he wanted to see if he could isolate naturally occurring plastic munching microbes. Isn't that a verbal visual? Plastic munching microbes. Try to say that fast 10 times. This is what he did. He got supplies and equipment through eBay. He collected soil samples, isolated candidate microbes, and grew each in its own culture. This was the next thing he did. He quantified each organism's ability to degrade plastic by exposing it to plastic strips. Do you know what he found? He found 4 microbial strains that could degrade plastic, and there was one that was a super muncher. Did a wonderful job. So he worked with different temperatures and all kinds of different strains that he developed until he was able to degrade up to 43% of his plastic strips in 6 weeks. Plastic was totally digested by these microbes. Now, do you think that could make a difference in a landfill? I bet you it could. Well, his research won first prize in a Canadian-wide science fair. Now, he's continuing his work at his high school. He's a senior. I wonder how many research and development laboratories are going to be standing in line waiting for this young man to graduate so they can bring him on the team. There are solutions. This young man didn't have a $500 million lab to work in. He made his own. This is what research and development is all about. Those creative individuals that step outside the box and ask, what if? What if I find something? Look at how many times people say, no, this cannot be done. Remember, plastic was produced out of particular components. We now have plastic containers that are biodegradable. Eventually, they won't be expensive to produce. But right now, there are companies that are producing those biodegradable products out of corn so that they will break up. You see, when we're pushed up against the wall, that innovative spirit comes out. And someone may just get an aha moment and go about and make things happen. And this is what can occur when it comes to dealing with energy. There is an engine, for example, on the Internet. If you have a chance and if you're curious about this type of thing, go and type in the name Bruce DePalma. Now, this man has passed away. Very inventive man. Member of our family knew him personally. This man was a genius. He's got an engine there that does its thing in such a way that you don't have to use petroleum. There are people out there that are inventing all the time. The key is, how do we make it so that it is usable and that we can put it into effect? This is the time of innovation. This is a golden age, if you would, for those people that are willing to be resourceful. Adversity often gives us an opportunity to step outside of our comfort zones so that we do something better. This is how medicine has progressed. It is how anything progresses. Because if we get really comfortable with where we are, we'll just continue doing the same thing all the time. I know I do, in certain respects. How about you? Yeah, it's just the way life is. And it's not good, it's not bad. But one of the reasons we've moved so fast, so quickly in technology is because people have the time to think. Now just realize that if we had to go back to doing what our pioneer forefathers and foremothers did, we would be out in the fields, up early in the morning, hauling our own water, bathing maybe once a month if we were lucky, because we'd have to haul water, fill it in a big tub that would be sitting in the middle of the kitchen. If you were lucky, you had a wood stove, maybe. There's just so many things that we look back at, and people will wax nostalgic and say, oh, the good old days. Well, let me tell you, they might have been good in those days, but they are old, and they don't fit in this world. They really don't. I like all of my nice conveniences, and I think it's wonderful when we can appreciate young people like this man, and young women, too. I have got a story about an Anastasia Rhoda. She's 19. She does wonderful things. She really wanted to make people aware of how nuclear waste affected the ecosystem in water. And she said, if we know why something is not healthy, then maybe we can design a process so that it's not going to have such a negative effect. And do you know what she did? Well, she spent 3 summers comparing creeks near a power plant near her home where she lived and with a control creek about 7 miles away, and she measured water properties from temperature to clarity and did a detailed analysis of microbes and other organisms. She found that the creeks that were closest to the power plant had higher temperatures and faster currents. And further on downstream, there was a higher bacteria level. She said, compared to the other parts of the bay, the waters around the plant were much warmer. She said it was like bath water. She said the creek's ecosystems remained functional, and they're still host to a lot of organisms. Now, she was awarded the American Museum of Natural History's Young Naturalist Award and a spot in the Intel Science Talent Search final. She's now at Harvard University, and she plans to work on environmental studies, marine biology, and who knows, maybe a little bit of law in the mix of all that. Male or female intelligence, it is what it is, and it belongs to those that are willing to use it. We've all got it to one degree or another, but how are we going to put it to work? Don't underestimate young people. Encourage them. When someone starts saying, oh, the young people of today, they just can't do anything, they're spoiled rotten, they're not going to be concerned, I got news for you. Many of them are more knowledgeable than we are because they are paying attention to what's going on. They have an interaction with the internet. They do communicate with each other. I know the texting with a thumb sometimes can drive you nuts, and they often don't think about when they're doing it, and, well, let's say a little bit of etiquette regarding it. But that's something that they can learn. But their minds work with this problem-solving capacity that every generation, if we give them the opportunity, can expand and can add to the powerhouse of what we need to make this world a better place. So if you have youngsters, encourage them to be the best they possibly can be. Let them read. Take them places. Ask them questions. Let them find their answers. Encourage them to explore. It makes a difference. This is Donna Siebel. We're going to take a break for a moment, and we'll be back in just a minute. Don't go away.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. Telephone lines are open, 888-815-9756 or 530-876-9916. Again, 888-815-9756 or 530-876-9916. And all I need from you is your first name or initial, and then after that, you're welcome to ask me about anything you like. Now, by the way, my guest tomorrow is going to be Joan Bunny, Sexy in Your 60s. Joan is a hoot. I'm telling you, she is just dynamite. I met her at the women's show when I was appearing in Seattle in March, and oh, what a dynamic gal she is. So we're going to be, ladies, you're going to find out how, when you get older, you can just look absolutely awesome. Also, next week, we've got a wonderful lineup of guests. We've got Mind Programming with Eldon Taylor. Now, Eldon has been on my show before, and he's very much knowledgeable about subliminal learning. But this is going to give us insights into the negative aspects of subliminal information that's being projected and promoted via television. And there's a lot of things that we just, you know, you just absorb it. So if you're a parent, you're concerned about children and what they see, you've got good reason to be, because Eldon's going to give us a lot of good information there. He's also going to tell us how we can deal with this and be aware. Also, we're going to be talking with Leo Kim about healing the rift, bridging the gap between science and spirituality. Fascinating material. And then Jonathan Goldman is going to be talking about sound healing on the 13th. This is a man who has won Grammys. He is absolutely awesome when it comes to the use of sound and tone. And I'm so impressed with what I have heard, and so I'm just delighted he's going to be my guest. We're going to be talking with Lorraine Rowe next week, the psychic housewife, and then T. Scott Gross, his book, When the Customer Talks. You've got a business, and you want to know how to make the complaints that your customers might have work for you and not against you. This is a must listen. So we have a great lineup of people. And just know that on BBS, we've got the listing of all the guests. You can check when you go into the Donna Sebo Show section. Just find out what's going on. Check the calendar, and you'll see who's coming up with just a little brief description there. And also know if you've missed the show, you're going to be able to go in, and you're going to be able to hear it at a later date when you go to the archives right here on BBS. Well, sometimes you reach a point where you think you've just about heard everything that can be done with food. Well, trust me, I hadn't heard about tortilla painting. That's right, painting tortillas. Why would you want to paint a tortilla? Well, I'll tell you what. There is a Los Angeles artist. that has earned a phenomenal reputation, painting tortillas. Do you know one of these little corn circles doesn't cost you a penny or two? How about $3,000? Mm-hmm. Now, they're called Bravo Creations, and it is absolutely amazing what this person has done. Now, Bravo was an art student in the early 1970s. He couldn't afford canvas. He was so poor, he couldn't afford anything to paint on. What was really cheap? Tortillas. He thought that a basic Hispanic food was the ideal medium for displaying Hispanic imagery. So, he made a mobile of hanging tortillas, all hand-painted, but the thing blew apart in some winds in California, and then about 10, 12 years ago, someone reminded him of what he had done years before, and he decided he'd start painting on tortillas again. Now, in his early days, he used corn tortillas, but now he uses the 26-inch flour tortillas, and they're custom-made by a particular company. He said, when an audience sees a painting on a little regular tortilla, they might go, oh, okay, but the really big one, that's when it catches people's attention. Now, I look at these, and they're absolutely amazing. I mean, these are gorgeous. He has paintings of Mayans, Aztecs, Khoi, people. I mean, the artistry is spectacular on a 26-inch flour tortilla. Now, when he does the tortilla, he looks at the texture of the tortilla, the burn marks that will be on the tortilla, and every one of them has, instead of marble like Michelangelo worked with, where Michelangelo said, let me see what the marble has in it. This guy talks about the tortillas. He has had an exhibition in Hong Kong. When he went there, he chose oriental themes. He used dragons and pandas and koi fish. He's also designed a tortilla mask and a costume adorned with kernels of corn. He said, this has its own particular environment. That's the word that he used. He said, it is almost like a collaborator. Now, this is what he says you have to do if you want to paint tortillas. He said, you need to visualize, contemplate, and imagine what the tortilla is conveying with its texture, burn marks, and appearance. Consider the tortillas you would the smooth lines on a beautiful piece of natural wood, the veins of a marble stone, or the clouds in a bright blue sky. Use what you see on the tortilla as a starting point for your painting. Now, you need to let it dry. The first step is to let the tortilla dry either naturally, which takes about 2 or 3 days, or in the oven, and you need to monitor it carefully. He said, then cook the tortilla over an open flame on the stovetop to get some interesting texture and color surfaces. And then step 3, you need to varnish it on both sides, allowing each side to dry overnight. Step 4, look at the tortilla and let it tell you what you need to put on it. Do you see people, a landscape, animals, stars, or other objects? Then paint what you see on the tortilla and have fun with it. And then once you finish painting, then you need to add several coats of varnish to the tortilla for further protection. When it's dry, you can mount it in a shallow box frame or on some kind of strong backing, such as a plastic plate, to display. What a great project to give to kids. Of course, you'd have to supervise the varnishing part and that type of thing, a few other steps. But you never know what's going to turn into an artistic medium. It's amazing. This is Donna Sebo. Tomorrow we'll be talking about being sexy in your 60s. Yes, that's another mouthful if you try to say it too fast. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Have a magnificent day and realize you are light. Let it shine. This is Donna Sebo. Talk with you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.